Shane Crosby is 43. He's lived and worked in Marin all of his life.
I grew up here, went to the grammar schools here, went to Redwood High School. Pretty much have been in San Rafael the whole time.
But now the third-generation Marinite sits in his living room quite literally pondering his next move.
My father grew up here all his life. My mother moved over here from San Francisco when she was 12, where her parents, my grandparents, built a house. I lived here in Terra Linda for 12 years in this same apartment, and I can't afford to live in my home county anymore.
For many longtime North Bay residents working in the service and retail industries, stagnant wages and higher prices are making it almost impossible to stay here. Even as the Fight for 15 living wage movement has gained momentum, the reality is that $15 an hour is not enough to afford a one-bedroom apartment in Marin or Sonoma County, much less to purchase a home. With no rent control and housing prices rising sharply, longtime residents like Crosby feel like strangers in their own backyard.
I think the people that are worried about affordable housing are scared that they're going to have drug dealers living next to them and not realize that it's the person at Safeway that checks out their groceries every day. Some of these folks in this county are so out of touch with reality and what it's like to have to work for a living. I think there's a good percentage of people that are here now that see me and maybe others that work here as the help. We're not the help. We're the people that lived here before you. If anything, you should be helping us. I just think that there isn't enough rules to protect people that work here. I work 40 hours a week. I want to stay.
With median housing prices skyrocketing, even county employees and other middle-class workers who earn a good living are finding the rental and real estate markets completely out of reach.
I'm a single father. I've got two kids. I live in the East Bay. My commute is an hour if I'm lucky. I'm making about $45,000 a year. If you add up, you can probably do that math in your head. Your rent and groceries eats that up really quick.
Tom Tucker works in Marin County's shipping and receiving department, where he is a shop steward for the Marin Association of Public Employees. He says that there are a lot of misconceptions about how well county employees are paid, so much so that the union produced a video to try and set the record straight.
The YouTube video was basically a response to the Marin IJ's article that the average worker at Marin County makes $90,000 a year. And, you know, that was a big misconception. A lot of the rank and file employees here really got a big kick out of it, but they were also insulted, and we knew we needed to say something about it. We had to speak up.
But without a higher salary to make local rents affordable, Tucker sought help from the government's Section 8 housing voucher program. That turned out to be a case of good news, followed by bad news.
I found out that I actually qualified for Section 8 housing. After I saw that, I was like, you know what, maybe I should look into this, maybe I should get on the list. You can't even get on the list. I was shocked, and I do feel like there is no middle for me.
With a lack of affordable housing options and slow rising wages, local government, employers, and developers will need to work together to find solutions. But whatever they come up with, the help will come too late for both Shane and Tom. This is Solange Echevarria for KRCB's North Bay Report.